said Tuesday without providing evidence that it was responsible for a series of blasts in Sri Lanka that killed more than 300 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's State Minister of Defense told Parliament that those who carried out the attacks were in retaliation for attacks at two mosques last month in Christchurch, New Zealand. Ruwan Wijewardena did not provide details explaining how an initial investigation arrived at that conclusion. A police spokesman said Tuesday 40 people have been taken into custody in connection with the massacre. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by the radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. 29-year-old Erickson Arunasan described the carnage in St. Anthony's Shrine.
"When I'm seeing lives dying in front of my eyes, I saw blood, I saw people's hands, legs and all those stuff. It's not making me angry, it is making me more and more sad."
The death toll from Sunday's bombings is at least 310. Beijing has lashed out at a U.S. decision to impose sanctions on countries that buy Iranian oil, warning that it will intensify turmoil in the Middle East and in the international energy market. The White House announced on April 22nd that the United States will not renew exemptions granted in 2018 to five buyers of Iranian oil, the top customer China, as well as India, Turkey, South Korea, and Japan, pressuring imports to stop buying from Tehran. The exemptions or waivers allowed the five countries to buy Iranian oil without facing U.S. sanctions. Saudi Arabia, Iran's main regional rival, welcomed the U.S. decision to end all Iran sanctions waivers by May. This is VOA News. Myanmar's Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected the final appeal of two Reuters journalists. The